The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're glad you could join us today. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 1, if you'd like to join us in the Scripture today. We're going to be reading a lot of Scripture today, and so it would be a help to you if you had a Bible handy that you could follow along with us in the Scripture. But we're going to begin in 1 Peter chapter 1. So go find you a Bible, sit down, and join us today as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I want to encourage you to check out our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, resources and partners of ours in ministry, but you'll also find a link that says Contact Us. And on that contact page, you can write to us. In fact, I just got a letter today from Kansas. And so you can write to us. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today, and then give us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little prayer notebook that you can slip in a shirt pocket. It'll easily fit in a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night and write down the prayer requests. And then it helps them remember to pray for them all week long. And so simply write to us. Now, you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Then you can also just simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get for the prayer journal come through the regular mail. I find that kind of interesting. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, last week we began this series, and you can go back and hear those other programs. In fact, just one program, really, again at the website, considerhisword.org. You go there, and you can find all of the programs in this series. And so we've been talking about Christ and Bible prophecy, and I want to get down to a few more details this time. Last week, we talked about how that God made us fit for heaven. Now, He did that through the blood of Jesus Christ. When Jesus shed His blood on the cross, it covered our sin. It was our atonement. And by that blood, we have been forgiven, we have been washed, we have been set free. And the Bible says that now we are meet to be partakers with them in light. In other words, we are fit, ready for heaven. Now, I would ask you, are you fit? Are you ready? Do you know Christ is your personal Savior? So important. And I hope you're trusting Him, that you have put your faith in Him. In 1 Peter chapter 1, it kind of gives us a little bit of a view into what we can expect in Bible prophecy and when we study Bible prophecy. Now, we're going to eventually be getting to Revelation. And I know everybody seems like wants to study Revelation. Seems like every church that I've pastored, one of the first things they would say is, teach us Revelation, teach us Revelation. We get into the book of Revelation, and they find out that it's not all that they expect, that there are many other things there other than the prophecies. The whole book is a prophecy, but it gives us many other insights into John and into the gospel at that time. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to start reading at verse 5. I'm going to read quite a bit here. So 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 5, Peter said, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, saying what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now, there's two things here, particularly in verse 11, that I want you to know, and we're going to go back and look at them a little bit. Now, Peter is certainly talking about our salvation. And he spoke of how the prophets inquired and searched diligently. They would seek the will of God and seek the voice of God. Later, they would seek the word of God. Prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and many others. And that they would point us to the day when Christ would come. In fact, I believe you could say that ultimately, all of the prophecies of the Bible lead us to Jesus Christ. And I know there's many prophecies about Israel and prophecies that were made to particular individuals, but all of them, even those that point to Israel, ultimately point to when Jesus would come to die on the cross for our sin. And so there are two things here that Peter mentioned at the end of the verse. He said that they would testify beforehand the sufferings of Christ, there's the first one, and the glory that should follow. Now, let's first of all take a look at these sufferings of Christ. And here I want to take you to several other passages of Scripture in the Old Testament. And again, I want to read quite a bit. So let's go all the way back to Psalm 22. Many are familiar with Psalm 23. But have you taken a look at Psalm 22 and the promises that are there? Now remember, this is Psalms 22, and it is telling us about when the Savior would come. I'm going to read a lot. I'm going to start beginning in verse 1. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me from the words of my roaring? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Where have you heard of that before? Let's go on. Let me just read without commentary. Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God, and from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am proud, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my mouth, that thou hast brought me into the dust of the earth. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast hurt me, from the horns of the unicorns. Now, where the Bible speaks of unicorns, it speaks of an animal with horns, often translated as a wild ox or maybe like a wild bull. But wow, did you hear that psalm? How many similarities are there in that psalm to the day when Christ would die on the cross? It sounds like a description that it had already happened. And you're going down further to verse 26, and there is a promise. It says, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. Thou shalt praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. There's our promise of eternal life. And so it's amazing how specific and particular that the psalmist was about when Jesus would die on the cross. He speaks of him being thirsty. Remember when Jesus died on the cross and said, I thirst. The Bible spoke of him being pierced in his hands and his feet, the nails that were driven in his hands and his feet when he hung on the cross. The Bible talks about how they would walk by and insult him and saying, he trusted in God, let him save him now. And the scoffers that were there that day when Jesus died on the cross. He also spoke of those who would split up his clothes, divide up his clothes. The Roman soldiers that did that. Now listen, this is in the book of Psalms. This is not reading in the book of John or one of the Gospels. This is a prophecy that was hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years before Jesus would ever come to this earth. The prophets wrote of these things, and I'm sure they wondered at those things and whether that they would come to pass. Now, we know today, we can look back and we can read about the death of Christ on the cross, and we can see how the Bible is so descriptive of that. There is another place where the Bible is very descriptive of the cross. It's Isaiah 53. We don't have time to read all of it, but I want to read a little bit. He said, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Now, in Isaiah 53, it goes on and again describes to us how Jesus died on the cross. The Bible says here that there was no beauty in him that we would desire him. I see so many people who wear crucifixes around their neck on necklaces, or have crucifixes hanging from the mirror in their car, or signs or pictures of Jesus on the cross. But I'll tell you, if they had pictures of what it really looked like, they would not want to display that. It was horrible. It was awful. From the beatings that he took, from the whipping that he took, it was not something you would want to see. And we're going to continue this next week, and I hope you'll join us then as we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.